Today is Monday, September 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording super early, and I literally just got out of a work meeting, and in fact, I still have Slack open and my laptop open on my work computer in case anyone messages me. And I there's so much I want to say. I know this podcast is not about my work, and I probably shouldn't talk about work because I do talk about where I work. And so it would be, I don't know, it would be bad, you know, if people from my work started listening to my podcast and then they're like, oh, you know, they probably already do. They probably listen and they all hate me. I don't know. I'm always concerned because, as you guys know, first of all, I was raised Christian. I still consider myself to be a Christian. But also, the area that I live in is a very religious, Bible Belty sort of area. And we have all kinds of inclusivity stuff at Walmart and, you know, everything about support gay rights and support gay. And we have a club and all that, but I never joined it because I don't know. I should, but I didn't. And some of the things that are mentioned on podcasts of, you know, that I'm in are not things that I really would want my managers to listen to. And so for a long time, I tried to not bring it up at work. But after we started working from home and, you know, I'm taking Zoom meetings in my studio and I've got it all set up for podcasting and everyone's like, oh, why do you have such professional equipment? I should have just lied and been like, oh, I bought all this stuff because I wanted my Zoom meetings to be cool, you know, to be really good. But no, then I say, oh, I'm a podcaster. It kind of slips out. And then people Google my name and then they find, anyway, it's, so I probably shouldn't talk about stuff, but I will say this. I mean, this meeting that I'm in is about transitioning a bunch of stuff from one team over to my team, basically. And the bottom line is I've been thinking that they were duplicating work for the past like 4 years and it's finally happening. This is how slow things happen in corporate America is the bottom line. All right, so what did I do over the weekend? Well, you know, most of the weekend, so on Saturday, Mark did a lot of decorating for some reason, he decided that he wanted to decorate for fall. Usually, I'm the one that does the decorating, but he started buying plants, and, you know, now that we own the house, he's like really, which is good. I mean, it's really cool that he's wanting to decorate, but he's like, don't you have some pumpkins and fall leaves and stuff like that? And so I'm like, yeah, sure. So he spent a lot of the time on the, you know, on Saturday decorating. And I was supposed to have a podcast with Joe Batance, but I wasn't really in the mood to record on Saturday. And then luckily Joe messaged me and said, hey, I'm not prepared. Can we move it to Sunday? I was like, yes, absolutely. I will do that for you. But really I was thinking the whole time, you know, oh, I'm not really in the mood to record a podcast today. It was mainly because we do a cooking segment and I had selected the most difficult, and I didn't even know, I didn't even read the recipe, but I selected like a recipe that takes 2 days to complete. It was a pork belly recipe and I could not find pork belly at Walmart, which is where we do our grocery shopping. And so I kept meaning to go out and look at, you know, Costco or Sam's Club. Actually, we don't have Costco here. We have Sam's Club. But, you know, we also have kind of a gourmet grocery store called Fresh Market. But I just did not get out to the store, to those other stores to look and see if they had pork belly. So I had not done it. And then when Joe called me on Saturday, he's like, yeah, I haven't cooked it yet. And so let's move it to Sunday. I'm going to go to a Korean. He says, I'm going to go to a Korean market and I'm going to find a pork belly and then I'm going to cook it today. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So other than, you know, we did our typical working out on Saturday and I have a haircut on Tuesday, which is going to take all day. So we couldn't take a break, any sort of workout break on the weekend. We had, because I'm going to have to take a break on Tuesday. And so, you know, we did the workout, we ate lunch, and then I took a shower and everything. And then we went to my parents. Because I feel like I need to start seeing my parents more often. They're not feeble. But we live so close together. They live like 10 minutes away, maybe 15 minutes away, and I never see them. Or not very often, maybe once a month. And I feel like if you live 15 minutes away from your parents, you should see them more than once a month. And so I was just like, hey, Mark, you know, I'm going to go over to see my parents. You're welcome to go if you want to, but don't feel like you have to. And he said, well, why don't we do that? Take Sydney with us. That's our dog. And because they always ask where she is when we go over there. And we'll visit with them for a little while. And then we'll go to the grocery store because we prefer the Walmart that's near them. We have a lot of Walmarts here. I mean, this is Walmart headquarters. But we prefer the one that's near where my parents live. That's the one where he and I always used to shop before we moved. But it's about 15 minutes away from where we live, and we have a much closer one. And so normally we go to the closer one, but it doesn't feel like home. You know, you get to the point where a particular grocery store or a particular store that you shop at, it feels like home. You know where everything is in all the aisles. If you're looking for a particular item, you know, on your grocery list, generally you know exactly where that thing is unless they moved it. And so we wanted to do that. So we went over to my parents. We talked to them for a little bit. And then, of course, I told my mom last time we were there that I did not want to talk about anything political. I wish she would. I don't want to talk about Black Lives Matters with her. I want to talk about it generically as a community. I want to bring it up on my podcast and say that I support it. But I don't want to talk to my parents about it. I don't want them to say some racist thing and make Mark feel uncomfortable. And not that my parents are, well, I mean, used to, I didn't think they were racist, but I think as they've gotten older, some racist thoughts have crept in. So, but then, you know, I'm like, so, and she said, oh, really? I didn't know you didn't want to have any kind of discussions. And I'm like, no, I don't. I just want us to have fun and like chat with each other and, you know, whatever. And so when we went on Saturday, it was pretty much a good, you know, she pretty much stayed away from, and thank God, because normally when we go over there, they have Fox News playing. Luckily, my mom was watching some Hallmark movie or something, so she paused that, and then we talked, and there was no Fox News playing in the background, thank goodness. But anyway, so we managed to not have any political conversations, but she did at one point say, you know, I think you and Mark could start getting out more now. I think, you know, I think things are settling down a little bit. I don't think you have to stay home all the time. And I was just like, oh, okay. Oh, good to know. Because I'm not going to go, Mom, COVID is not slowing down. Like, you know, but I don't even want to have that. That shouldn't even be a political conversation. But I don't want to have it. Like, I don't want to have it. Kind of has become political. And my mom already called a mask, a Democrat mask, when she was referring to my aunt. So, you know, I just don't want to have that conversation. So I was like, oh yeah, well, maybe we should, you know. Our AC went off again. I don't remember if I talked about that on Friday's show, but now I know the trick. So now I know, you know, if the AC goes off, that I just go in and like jiggle around the water sensor that, you know, I can't describe it, but I just jiggle it around and it comes back on. So we did our grocery shopping and then we came back. We had Whataburger for dinner. Nothing to report there. It was actually good. It's hit or miss. I love Whataburger, but they are hit or miss. Sometimes you'll get it and it won't be as good. And I have now switched over to using my Microsoft Surface Duo as my phone. I have actually put the SIM card in there. And I started testing it out over the weekend. It is very buggy. It is definitely a first generation device. But I'm really enjoying the form factor of having two screens. And it was really well built. The hardware is super well built. I think there's some software things that they need to improve, but I'm going to stick with it, you know, and just, I have another phone, another almost brand new phone that I never switched to. And I can always switch to it because I did break the screen on my other phone. So I really wanted to go ahead and switch to a new one, one way or the other. And I never break screens. I think that's the first time I've broken a screen on a phone that I was actively using. And I also worked, and then I had Mix Minus, and we had guests. And I wanted to, this is going to be kind of controversial, and I may piss some people off, but young gay guys. And when I say young, that threshold is getting older and older as I get older and older. And not even young. I mean, let's face it, Ricky Burton, and I don't think he listens to this podcast, but Ricky and I are, I think we're the same age. We're in our early 40s. But Daniel and I had these guys on, Jim and Bobby, I believe are their names, from a podcast. Now I'm gonna forget the name of the podcast. She's Not Doing So Well. And they joined Pride 48. You should all go out and look on the pride48.com/shows page and look for She's Not Doing So Well, and you can find the link to their RSS feed and their website and all that kind of stuff. And you should check them out. I've listened to an episode and it's enjoyable. But they're funny, and we interviewed them on Mix Minus, and I just wanted to make the comment that I just find that a lot of gay male podcasters, generally the ones that skew younger, 20s, 30s, you know, sound so much alike in the way that they talk, and like, I could have sworn at multiple times that these guys were either Ricky and Adam from Foul Monkeys, or that they were Kyle or Mike from Gayish. I mean, not indistinguishable, but like, if you, I could have turned it on and if I hadn't heard them say their names, you almost could have convinced me that I was listening to an episode of Foul Monkeys, or that I was listening to an episode of Gayish. And I'm offending everyone. I'm offending, like, everyone now. And maybe I also sound like the typical gay male podcaster. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, I just found that funny. But I listened to it. I enjoyed the show. And I'm going to continue to listen to it. But so we did that. And then on Sunday, I worked a bunch on Pride 48 stuff. I'm working the final kinks out of the stuff for the $48 pyramid that we're going to have on next Sunday. And then this morning I sent out a newsletter. I emailed all my contestants or my celebrity contestants for $48 pyramid. I sent the suits notes. I updated the website. I just did all kinds of stuff. So I've been super busy. All right, make sure you guys attend the Pride 48 Zoom event this weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.